Well, civil defence is warning people to prepare for power cuts, road closures and possible evacuation as Cyclone Geeta approaches. Director of Civil Defence is Sarah Stewart-Black. She's in the Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What areas of the country are you most worried about?
Well, I think we've heard from Chris that the lower part of the North Island, the top of the South and some of that west coast of the South Island are most at risk at this stage based on their forecasting.
Okay, so Wellington, Nelson, maybe Buller, some of these areas that have already been hit quite hard by Cyclone Fehi just a couple of weeks ago, do you think a state of emergency is likely to be on the cards?
It's unclear at this stage. I think what we know is that if the forecast high winds, high rainfall, which could create more storm surge, it could affect already vulnerable parts of the coastline or areas that have already been affected. So I think the West Coast will be best placed to make a decision about whether they may need to evacuate households and families, and they'll be wanting to understand what those likely impacts will be, particularly if it's likely to happen during the night.
Indeed, it does sound like it is going to hit during the night, in which case are you recommending that all people who live near the sea in low-lying areas in Wellington, Nelson, West Coast, maybe even up north as far as Taranaki, should they be prepared to have to go?
I think there's a real need here to be prepared for the way this might play out. So that's about having a discussion within your home, whether that's family or flatmates, whatever your home situation, about what you'll do if you do need to evacuate, or if the power goes out, or if the water is not on, and making sure that you've got a grab bag if you need to go quickly, remembering to take your pets with you.
Okay, so Are you anticipating large-scale evacuations being necessary?
Not necessarily at this stage. I think that we'll be looking to NIWA and the Met Service to provide us with the latest information. And it's about people within the communities keeping in touch via radio and obviously online means as well, about where's safe to be. At this point, it's about making sure that their outdoor furniture and rubbish bins and trampolines have all been secured, and then during the storm keeping doors and windows closed with the curtains closed as well, which will help protect if any glass breaks, but also being prepared to move if the situation changes.
What about evacuation centres? Have you identified, have you stood up the sort of places that you're going to require potentially?
So across the country we have civil defence emergency management groups. They're made up from local government and emergency services, and they'll be undertaking those plans right now. A lot of work's been done over the weekend and actually since Thursday in terms of pre-planning to make sure that if there was a need to provide those sort of facilities that they could be activated quickly.
We'll find out. Thank you very much. That's Sarah Stewart-Black. She's Director of Civil Defence.